See, the mere fact that you want to share it with me, that's what makes it helpful. Yeah, the fact that you wanted to share it. The fact that you wanted to give me a bite of your meal. The meal might be an illusion, but your desire to share it with me move you closer to reality. It moved you closer to heaven. It moved you closer to your truth. So before I go to the next paragraph, any questions or any comments about that first paragraph or something that made you go, wow, I really saw that differently? It's either say something or I'll start back to teaching and reading.
I'm glad to see Dave. I don't know what she said.
Right. I would answer you, but I really don't know what you just said. And I'd have to remember what you just said to give you a question about it. And since my mind is a total blank, even though I know you just got through saying something, even while you were saying it, I kind of went, yeah, that's cool. But now I don't even know what you're saying. That in itself should let you know this is some deep material. You know what I'm saying? The fact that we can just hear something and don't remember what we just heard. But we heard it while we heard it.
Yeah, it's
like something open it up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then it goes.
Yeah.
But it's really not like that. It's more like I'm in this side of my mind listening to the truth. And then I go back to this side of my mind.
When you try to figure out what they're saying. Like mm-hmm. if you could just sponge, like be a sponge and get all the knowledge you can get without trying to figure out where it fits at in your life and where you think it could work or how it could work or how it's not going to work. If you could leave that aside and just stay at the moment, that's all I want.
Thank you. Forget how ain't none of my business. Mm-hmm. I just need to keep focusing on do only this.
Mm-hmm.
Do only this. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you mean do only what? I want to recognize the separation never occurred. I want to have everything in my life used for my good. I want to return. I don't care what's going on between me and my brother. I want my whole mind returned to God. I want my whole mind returned to peace in this situation with my brother. I don't care what he did or what I did. I'm not going to try to figure that all out. I want my life, my mind returned to peace. See, the conscious being goes straight to the answer. The unconscious being always wants to figure it out, break it down, and see how it happened in the first place.
Analyze it.
The unconscious being always wants to analyze everything because it delays the application of the idea. They are afraid to do it, so they have to figure to delay themselves from doing it. It's all. You're innocent. It's just the person who's not ready to do it now is the person that needs to figure it all out. But it's just another reflection of fear. It's just another form of fear. Because what you're being asked to do, you could do. Like being asked to say, you know, I want to recognize the separation never occurred. That's not a person in this room that's not capable of saying that. You see what I mean? Yeah. So the answer is always going, the Course says the answer is always going to be something that you can do now, not in the future. Because the Creator is so smart, it would want you to do what you could do now, and not only that, what you would want to do, because that would pretty much guarantee it to be done. So it never is your Creator asking you to do something you don't want to do, really, when it has to do with love.
So you're talking about total forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about, so if someone's doing something and that separation, so if you were raped or if you were harmed by somebody,
mm-hmm.
you're saying that you're keeping yourself separate, that separation never occurred, that you have to go to a place of forgiveness to realize that the incident...
Mm-hmm. Well, you wouldn't try to forgive the rapist. You would try to remember who you really are.
Yeah.
Because if you realize your spiritual identity, then you know how to look at the whole situation that happened to you in a way that would be empowering for you and healing for you. Because what I need is another way to look at it. So when you think of it in terms of trying to forgive an individual that you think has actually done something to you, the Course says you can't forgive somebody for something you really think they've done. So the minute that you try to forgive somebody for something you really think they did to you, it seems crazy, even to your own mind. Yeah, so the Course says it's not about you trying to look at something that someone did to you differently so much as asking in the beginning for another way to look at it that will allow you to receive some good out of it. Some, you know, I went through whatever it was. Whatever it was, show me how it was, how I can use that for my own best interests, for my own awakening.
Because he uses everything for good.
Because he uses everything for good. And the reason why you're having a hard time letting go of it, if you'll be honest, is because you don't see any benefit or why you would go through that. And that makes you madder than anything. Mm-hmm. The idea that you went through something and you don't even know why you went through that. Mm-hmm. But if there's a way to give you, to look at it, that would make you give yourself more peace about it, even it, then it would allow you to recognize that the separation from your peace never occurred. How do I know the separation from my peace never occurred? Because even though I went through that situation, I'm back at my peace again. So therefore it means that the separation from my peace never really happened, or I couldn't be back in peace in my life again. So rather than trying to forgive the person that injured me, I want to get back to peace in my life again. And that's what I'm asking for, to get back to peace in my life again, in my perception again, to know that the separation never occurred. If you want to look at it from a spiritual level. Now, at a psychological level, you can go out in the world and get your counseling and everything else that you would need to do, and that would be okay. But in here, we're talking about using alternative ways of seeing things. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not negating a person getting what they think of as any therapy that they would need to get. But in here, we're trying to like look at it from another point of view for an hour. Like, I know I was abused by my father when I was coming up, but I want to recognize that the separation from my peace and my wholeness never occurred. That's what I want to recognize right now, regardless of what happened between me and my father. Or whether I created it, he created it, the universe created it, my thought created it, my daddy created it, the raccoon created it. I don't even want to get into how did I create that, why did I create that, did I create that, and how can I see him differently by having done that to me? You know, it's like, don't even try to solve the problem from the same level you created it on. The Course says the Holy Spirit is nothing but another state of mind where the answer is. So when you say I want the Holy Instant, you're saying, please give me another state of mind where the solution to this is, because obviously I'm not in that state of mind right now. You see what I mean? So the ego is going to say, get down to the specifics of what happened on the external physical level and try to figure out that whole situation and that whole thing. And so you might let your ego play that game. You may let your separated self go ahead and analyze your childhood. Because that's what your ego likes to do. Give it, you know, let it play. That's its toy, its analyzation toy. It loves to look back at the past and paint dire consequences in the future and give you endless prescriptions for avoiding catastrophic outcomes. You know, this is what you need to do for this problem that's coming up. And this is what you need to do for that problem. And this is what you need to do for that problem with your dad. And then, you know, I'm going to give you endless prescriptions to avoid catastrophic outcomes. You know. Yeah, but the conscious being is just going, I want peace with the dead and now. Yeah. You know, I want peace within myself now. And I'm willing to have an answer and a solution to this situation that I can't think up, so I can save me some freaking time. See what I'm saying? It's like, it's cool. And then your loving man, he says, going to be telling you, hey, return your mind back to peace. Return your mind back to God. Look, your separation from your good never really occurred. Your separation from your blessings never really occurred. I know you're feeling like it's otherwise, but the separation from your good never occurred. I know sometimes you are afraid and it looks like it's different, but the separation from your good never occurred. I know what my real self would say. My real self would say, yeah, it's bad today, it's going to be bad tomorrow. It's going to be worse next week, and you better look out for the birds to leave. On top of everything else. That's right. Your ego is always telling you something to make you feel afraid. That's how you can recognize it. It's your ego that's saying, you didn't study the Course in Miracles lesson yesterday, so therefore you know that was wrong. You know you said you was going to do it, and you didn't, so now you feel guilt about it. That's still your ego. That's deep. Okay, let me go to the next paragraph, because the first sentence is awesome. Oh, it's already 1:45.
Oh, I have 22. 1:30. I have sleeping time.
I don't believe in time either until I walk in front of the mirror. I don't care how positive I try to be. I don't look like I did when I was 16. I'm sorry. We can be positive as we want to, but my body, something is going on. My body has not caught up with the idea that I don't age.
Be turned to peace.
Yeah, this stuff pieces me off. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you, bro. How many of y'all peaced out? Okay. That's cool. That's a good thing. You never thought it'd be used for good, did you? All right. Okay. Here's the next one. So I'm gonna go on to. The ego can accept the idea that return is necessary, because the ego can so easily make the idea seem.